ABC Radio Australia.
At around 11,000 metres below the sea, the Challenger Deep is the deepest part of the ocean, and it was made famous by Hollywood director and explorer James Cameron, who visited its depths in a submersible back in 2012. Well, now a young Micronesian has put her name to the record books and is the first Pacific Islands and just the third woman to go to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. University of Hawaii PhD student Nicole Yamase made history by taking part in the Bill Rayner Micronesia Challenge to reach the bottom of the Mariana Trenches earlier this month. Here is the moment Nicole reached the bottom.
It's starting to get lighter. You can see it.
What? Is that... the bottom, or am I
That's
just
the
seeing
bottom.
Things?
That's the bottom of the Challenger Deep.
Congratulations. Yes. Welcome to Challenger Deep.
Oh my gosh, Victor, thank you.
You're welcome.
Surface, LF, depth, 10898.
Bottom. Bottom.
LF, surface, at bottom. Congratulations.
Nicole joins me now. Congratulations and good morning, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, Nicole, that moment when you reached the bottom, what was going through your mind?
As you can see, I couldn't believe that we reached the bottom. I didn't trust my eyes. And Victor said, we did it. We're here. And this was the moment I was preparing for. Just being down there where nobody has been before. We went to the eastern part of the Western Pole. It was just amazing.
And just that depth, 11,000 meters. So what's that? That's kilometers. That's like 11 kilometers down. And I think on your Facebook, you've described it as being equivalent to 600 or 700 coconut trees on top of each other. That's a lot of sea above you. So what was the experience like to be going so far into those deep depths?
On the way down, it took us four hours to go down. To me, it really didn't seem like 4 hours. It went by so fast. I don't know if it went by fast for Victor, because that was his 12th dive down to the Challenger Deep. It was just all excitement and adrenaline. Once we got to the bottom, we spent 2 hours just adventuring and checking out the area. On the way back, it took another 4 hours, and that was just a great amount of time to just decompress and process everything of what just happened.
So what did you actually see down there? I mean, I know it was really dark, but you've got a light on the submersible. So, yeah, what is down there?
At the bottom, we didn't see much, but it was all fine silt, and there was rocks here and there. We tried to collect some with the arm, but once it got picked up, you know, it just broke into pieces. Although I'm like, on my Facebook, I said we didn't see anything, but past studies have shown there is a thriving community of microbial life. So it's not dead down there, you know.
It looks incredible. And you've had that on it. I watched it yesterday on a YouTube channel there. So, you know, anyone who's listening, go and have a look, because it is quite incredible. And at the beginning of that, too, you're thanking everybody for giving you the opportunity to do this. So
yes.
How did you get that opportunity, Nicole, to go into the deep depths?
Yep. So Victor has been to the Challenger Deep many times, and he believed it was time for a citizen from the first states of Micronesia to go down. So he reached out to the Waite Institute, who does a lot of sustainability and blue economy work with Micronesia. The Waite Institute connected to the Micronesia Conservation Trust and asked them if they knew anybody that would be able to go down with Victor. I was a Bill Rayner Micronesia Challenge Scholar that from the Micronesia Conservation Trust. And so from that connection, they asked me to represent the FSM.
Incredible opportunity. You are hearing from University of Hawaii PhD student Nicole Yamase, who is the third woman ever to go down into the Mariana Trenches and the first Pacific Islander. Can you take us through the preparation that you had to go through for this trip? Did you have to do special training?
No special training. I just had to make sure that I wasn't claustrophobic and also make sure that I was healthy and didn't have COVID. I did do a little training on my own before I left Guam. I was just trying not to use the bathroom for 10 hours.
I didn't even think about that. Yes, because this is a small little submarine that you're in.
Yes. Yep. There's no room. There's no bathroom. So if I had to use the bathroom, Victor would have to just, you know, look away. And we had something like adult diapers in there if I needed it.
My goodness. But you're talking about the claustrophobia. Now, that would be a really big thing because, as you're saying, it was 4 hours down, 4 hours back. That's a long way down to the bottom of the ocean there.
Yes.
And there's once you're down there, you were down there. So, what were some of the tests that they had to do to ensure that you, I guess, wouldn't panic?
Well, they simply just asked me if I was claustrophobic or not, and I said, no, I'm not. Really, it was just all the excitement. I wasn't scared or anything. Like I said, the crew on the DSSV pressure drop was just amazing. You just knew by watching them prepare the limiting factor and work on deck, like they knew what they were doing, and you can trust them.
Well, now that you've done this, and I'm assuming you are back on land because this was earlier this month. So, what is next? What's your next plan now that you've dived to the deepest part of the ocean?
The first plan is to try and graduate, hopefully by the end of this year. But really, really using my experience of this expedition to really promote education in STEM for young Pacific Islanders, there's really not many of us in this field. And so it's really important to really promote this so students can get excited in science. And really, they're the future leaders of tomorrow. So we need more of us in this field.
And Nicole, since you have done this, have you had any other young people approaching you to show an interest in conservation and science?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's great. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for your time this morning and sharing that experience. It is a tremendous achievement.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No, well, thank you. That is University of Hawaii PhD student Nicole Yamase. And go and have a look on YouTube. Like if you just do a search for Nicole and the Mariana Trench, there is a fantastic documentary there that takes you through that whole process. It just looks amazing. And when Nicole said that you've got to be checked out, that you are not claustrophobic, it is certainly, not the sort of trip that you would do if you are not a particularly brave person.